It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Crowding on trails in Jefferson County has led officials to temporarily close some parks. CPR's Taylor Allen has more.
Park rangers started shutting down parks over the weekend. These temporary closures are for trails and parks that are at capacity and are implemented on a rolling basis. The county is asking that people make alternate plans in case of closures and to not park on the side of the road if lots are already full. Rangers and deputies will be there to help with enforcement. If people still want to go, Jefferson County asks people to not come during peak crowding hours, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
A meatpacking plant in Greeley has temporarily halted production to test all workers for COVID-19. The JBS plant has been criticized by its worker union and families over its treatment of employees during the pandemic. An employee says a second worker died last week from the virus. The Greeley Tribune reports the company has spoken with Governor Polis to secure test kits for each of its 6,000 workers. At least 36 employees have already tested positive. The company says it will reopen the plant Wednesday. Colorado energy regulators will host a virtual meeting today on the largest oil and gas fine in state history. The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission fined a subsidiary of Occidental Petroleum more than $18 million for leaking gas in 2017. Officials say that leak led to a deadly home explosion in Firestone that killed two people and severely injured one. The cold and snow that arrived yesterday is going to stick around today. The National Weather Service says snowfall will continue along the Front Range north of Colorado Springs and in the mountains today. Accumulation is expected to increase in the urban corridor and eastern plains after noon and into the evening. 1 to 4 inches of snow could fall by Tuesday morning. Meanwhile, the state's high country has snow in the forecast through the rest of the week. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.